Good Monday morning. It's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. And right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I bet you are after all that state fair.
I'm exhausted.
You had a lot longer assignment than what I did.
Well, assignment and other things that were going on and some personal obligations up there as well. So, I'm tired.
Yeah. So he, needless to say, he definitely has a cup of coffee with him right now.
Oh, yeah.
His go-go juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
drinking it like a cow out of a bucket at this point in time. Yeah.
Well, I'll try to take it easy on you, especially right. After a long, long weekend and then it also being Monday. But you are leading the pack this morning and talking to us. And this is a particular farm that I really didn't know anything about until I believe somebody showed a video from there. But you're talking today about the Eden Shell Farm.
Yeah, I'm not leading the pack. I am behind the hounds today, okay? All right? Because for those of you that don't know, Eden Shale is up in the north-central part of the state, okay? Not too awful far from where I grew up, to be real honest. And very similar topography to where I grew up. Let's just put it this way. It's not flat, okay? It's up around the Owenton area, up in Owen County. It's a great research project. It's a cooperative effort between the Kentucky Beef Network, the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment. And they've got a lot of really producer-oriented things up there, okay? It's not a typical research station, and I think some people get a little glassy-eyed when they go to a research station because, you know, there's a $15,000 head shoot and beef cows wearing activity monitors and things fed a special diet and yada, 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 okay? And people are walking around, they're like going, oh, where's the gates tied up with war and, you know, where's the mud, all right? So on a normal beef farm, right? But Eden Shale is more of a working farm that shows a lot of good environmental practices, which are fencing and grazing and management, soil use and management. So they're having some fall tours, all right? Now, okay. Be real honest, Kristen, I've already let one slip by us. It was last week. Hope you had a good time.
State Fair pretty much consumed you.
It was going on during the State Fair. Maybe not the best time. So there's another one coming up on September the 15th, and then another one coming up on October the 9th. So we got one on September 15th, October the 9th, and it's the same tour, all right? And it begins at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you just call the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association office, or you can call the extension office, your extension office, you can call your Kentucky Beef Network representative, and get reserved. Now, the reservations are capped because of COVID and everything going on at 100 people each day.
Well, that's not too bad, though.
But it's not. If you and a group of friends wanted to get together and leave pretty early and cruise up that way, they are going to provide you with lunch, okay? So, if that's something I think you're interested in, if you're thinking about making some improvements this fall, maybe a winter feeding pad, maybe you're going to do some different kinds of fencing, maybe you're wanting to help control the mud in different ways, all right? Maybe if you're just wanting to make some little, small
adjustments
in your program and you just need some ideas. We're not talking, and it is quite, I guess it is a ways away, but, we're talking about a 3.5-4 hour trip probably for most of us here in South Central Kentucky to ease up that way to take a look at this. And like I said, September the 15th, October the 9th, go up towards the Eden Shale Farm. Maybe you've just never even been up in that part of the state and you need to go up there and visit a little bit, okay? Go up there and check out some things. Again, this operation, a really neat thing. Cooperative effort between the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, Kentucky Beef Network, the College of Agriculture. Kristen, it just shows that we're all in this thing together. Okay, a lot of good research going on there, but it's more practically minded. So if you're interested in the beef tour at Eden Shale Farm, pick up that phone, call your local extension office, call your local KBN representative, call the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, but call somebody. Get your name on the list, right?
Just call somebody.
Just call somebody. All right. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah, Chris, thank you for that information this morning about Eden Shell Farm Tours. And if you're interested in any of those dates, September the 15th and also October the 9th. And just call your local extension office and we'll get you that information. Thanks for that information, Chris. Make sure you tune back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.